Good morning, Rabbi Sai. We continue our discussion on Chodosh. It turns out that it's even a little bit more involved than I thought, because we declared whether or not it's a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz, which clearly it is, because the Torah says kisavoyu eretz Moshe v'seichem, or kisavoyu la'aretz, and then at the end it says chukasoylem b'chol Moshe v'seichem. The zikha applies to Eretz Yisrael, and the zikha mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. The question is, does it apply in chutz la'aretz as well? So I just took it as a problem of, does it apply only in Eretz Yisrael, or does it apply in chutz la'aretz? And then I added a further complication, which was, does it apply to non-Jewish land in Eretz Yisrael, or does it only apply to Jewish land in Chutz Loretz? And I've discovered since I was preparing yesterday, there's another possibility, which is that even if it applies in Chutz Loretz, Chazal, assuming that it's Midrabanon, the Gezerah of Chazal to make Chodosh apply in Chutz Loretz might only apply to land that is near Eretz Yisrael. Not to England and not to America, but to the lands which are adjacent to Eretz Yisrael, because there'll be a lot of traffic between people who live in Eretz Yisrael and people who live just in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore people don't, if they're not careful with Chodosh, just outside Eretz Yisrael, then they won't be careful with Chodosh when they go into Eretz Yisrael.
The whole of Europe used to keep Chodosh until the Bach cancelled it.
Well, I don't think it's that way around, right? We will come to it. The Bach is the big heter, if you like, yeah? But all the Mephoshim say that the Bach and others who were Mate Chodosh, they were trying to justify the fact that people don't keep Chodosh. In other words, there was a general lack of keeping of Chodosh, and the question was why? Why is it that people don't keep Chodosh? Why is it that people are not makbid about Chodosh? And the Poskim who came along were trying to explain or to justify how come that people are not makbid about Chodosh. Okay? But we'll come to the Bach of Hashem. But let's go back one stage. Let's go to a Mishnah. A Mishnah in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Vov. The Mishnah says, Kol mitzvah shitluya ba'oretz, eino neheges ela ba'oretz. A mitzvah tluya ba'oretz, truma, maisa, is only noig ba'oretz, v'sheinu tluya ba'oretz, but a mitzvah that has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, neheges bein ba'oretz, bein b'chutz la'oretz. That we understand. Chutzmin, for orlo, v'kilayim. Except for orlo and kilayim, it seems that the Mishnah seems to hold that Orlo and Kilayim are noheg bein ba'oretz u'bein b'chutz la'oretz. They're not a mitzvah tluya ba'oretz, or even if they are noheg in chutz la'oretz as well. That's Orlo and Kilayim. In other words, not to eat from the tree for the first three years, and then the fourth year is netar avai. So basically, until the fifth year, you can't eat fruit. That applies to chutz la'aretz as well, and that is a Mishnah, and it's a Stam Mishnah, and it's the Tanakhama in the Mishnah, and the same thing applies to Kilayim. So you can't plant Kilayim in chutz la'aretz either. The Gemara has, as what's called, as Rashi says, she'afal pi she'tluya is ba'aretz, even those these are mitzvahs that are ba'aretz, orlo and Kilayim, no'egim af b'chutz la'aretz, ba'orlo halocha v'hakilayim edivri sofrim. He says Ha'orla is halacha, which means halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and kilayim medivrei sofrim kiddel kamon. The Gemara will explain, and then we come to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is the second Tana in the Mishnah who argues with the Tana Kama, and Rabbi Eliezer says af hechodosh. The chodosh is also it's a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. But af hechodosh applies to chutz la'aretz as well, which would mean that according to Rabbi Eliezer, there is a blanket chiyuv throughout the world to keep chodosh, and it's not just it is a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, but it's also a mitzvah that applies outside Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Eliezer will learn it from the pasuk that says chukas oylom b'chol moishvei seichem l'doyer seichem, that it's a mitzvah chukas oylom that you have to keep this mitzvah b'chol moishvei seichem. Wherever a Jew lives, he has to keep the chiyuv of chodosh. So now our shaila will be, and this is the shaila that the poskim deal with: who's the halacha like? Is the halacha like the Tana Kama, or is the halacha like Rabbi Eliezer? If the halacha is like Tana Kama, then it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. If the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, then it applies bein ba'aretz or bein b'chutz la'aretz. That is stage one. Stage two would be, even if the halacha is not like Rav Eliezer, and it's not a mitzvah, it is a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, and like the Tanakhama says, does not apply in chutz la'aretz, that will be midoraisa. Maybe the Chachomim made the Takana to extend, yeah, in order, maybe out of respect for Rav Eliezer, even if the halacha wouldn't be like that, even if the halacha would not be like Rav Eliezer midoraisa, but maybe midrabbanon, Chazal would have made a gezeira. They would have made a gezeira in the areas immediately around Eretz Yisrael because of the confusion of people who may be travelling in and out of Eretz Yisrael who wouldn't know to keep the mitzvah chodosh. That's number one. Or the alternative would be that they would have made a gezeira that one shouldn't forget the in and the chodosh. The Rabbeinu Shalom, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, will bring Mashiach very soon, and then we'll go to Eretz Yisrael, and we need to know about chodosh. Right? If we weren't discussing this here in England, because the halacha was it was mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, we'd get to Eretz Yisrael one day, and we wouldn't know anything about chodosh. And therefore, it could be that Chazal made the gezeira in order shaloi tishtakach toyas chodosh, that we shouldn't forget about it, and we will continue b'leida tomorrow.
We started at Torway, Northwest London, Tuesday, Kaf Zayin Nissan, 14th of April, Rabbi Ben Zion Blauschlitz of Brisk Yeshiva, Mamori Chazal. This week's Torah has been sponsored by families Erich and Joseph Nishmas, Rav Dov Ben Rishlona Zalman, Oliver Shalom, and Nishmas, our esteemed founder, Yosef Dov Ben.
Hashem is standing these days in Sfiras HaOmer. Today we count 12 days in the Omer. And the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, as the Torah tells us, Sfartem Lachem and Mochas HaShabbos. It begins when we, the same day that we start bringing the korban the omer, so then we start counting the 50 days from Pesach to Shavuos. The korban omer used to be a minchas seorim, but it used to be to the Bishamik Dosh. As we see in the Mishnah, in the Machos, the Mishnah says, Ketzad ayu oisin. How do you used to make the whole process of the korban omer? Shluchei beis din yoytzin erev yom tov. They used to go out from Yerushalayim, go to the fields next to Yerushalayim. Usually used to be from Beit Choron. If you know today, it's next to Givat Ze'ev. Over there, they used to have the field where they used to get taken from. But oisin krichos menachov lakarka. They used to prepare it and tie around it, and so connect it to the ground. And then on Motzei Yom Tov, that's the night after Pesach, all the villages around the area of Bet Choron, everyone needs to come down, to make a whole fuss of it, and everyone should hear about it, and needs to make a big balagan. So the Shluchei Beis Din, that the Beis Din said, Erev Yom Tov, they used to come when it became dark. Then they used to stand there with all the people around and they used to ask, Ba Shemesh, is the Shkir ready? And all the people around to scream, yes. And then again, they used to ask, Ba Shemesh, and everyone around used to scream, yay. Then they used to ask them again, three times they used to ask this question. And then they used to ask, Magol Zeh, Shakod with this Magol, and everyone used to scream, hey. Then again, Magol Zeh, and everyone used to scream, hey. Then you start with Kupazu, so I put the oimer into this box. Again, everyone used to scream, and three times every question is asked. And if it would be on Shabbos, because we all know that the oimer is also be makivas on Shabbos, and you know that we make tzir on Shabbos. But if korban oimer is lecha Shabbos, we make even on Shabbos. So then you start say, tell them Shabbosu, and everyone used to say hey. Ekzer, Vemun, Ekzer. Ekzer ve Emor Ekzer. Shalosh Pa'amim al kol davar v'davar. Vein Emim Loi. Hein Hein. And now the Mishnah says Kol Kach Lama. Why do you used to make the whole three times every question and loads of questions and before Yom Tov and the whole process and everyone needs to come and to scream and to say. The Mishnah says Pnei Abaytusim Shal Yo Emrim En Ktzir Asoimer B'Motzei Yom Tov. Back in the days, in the time of Chazal, so then there was whatever, the Zdukim and the Baitusim, we'll be explaining the difference between them. And they used to argue with Chazal, the Torah says, Sfarta Mochem, Memochras HaShabbos. So Chazal tells us, Memochras HaShabbos means from Motzei Yom Tov, because Shabbos is called Yom Tov. And they said, no, Memochras HaShabbos is Shabbos. If it says Shabbos, it seems to be Shabbos. They said, they claimed, say, we go with the Torah Kepshutri. Whatever the Torah says, that's what we do. So Stam, about the Tzdukim, the Yitzchak Isaac Halevi, he has a Sefer Doros Rishonim, and he says over there, that's very interesting, we never find, like in the history books, Yosipus and all the books are out about what happened back in the days, we don't find over there anything about Tzdukim before Yimei Chashmonoim. I mean, before this man by Samidah Rosh Hashanah, we didn't have them, and also the Mishnah. But the Mishnah is not really clear when did it begin, and the name Zduki really comes from. But he says that in the other books, I mean, known the Gemara and Chazal and Yosipus, we see by him that he mentions the Zdukim the first time from after there was the fight in Neis Chanukah, the Chashmonaim and the Yevanim. And only after they win, then we start seeing the mentioned Zdukim and Beitusim. So he claims that in the time of the Neis Chanukah was a law of Misyavnim those days. So when the Chashmonoim win the Yevanim, all the Misyavnim, they were already off the derech. They didn't want to come back to be religious. So they made for themselves, then they started this thing that's called the Zdukim. Now the Tzduki, they themselves were like the Besser Menschen, the better people. They had the money, the Purushim, the Chazal, they were like the nebi, poor people that don't really understand and don't really know. And the Tzduki, they lived also in Yerushalayim, it was like the more expensive neighborhood and the poor, and they used to live more in the high standard life. And they weren't really interested in like Torah, learning, making droshes. They just like, we don't care what Chazal say, and let us live our life. But then there was another group, that was already the Baitusim. They didn't have the high lifestyle, they were more normal people. And they were more into arguing and bringing all the drashas, the Chazal, that they had, the Tzdukim and the Baitusim, with the Kiddush HaChodesh, and what we have over here. As we see, the Mishnah says, Mipnei Baitusim. Mishnah doesn't say Pnei Tzdukim. Because the actually arguments with Chazal was with the Baitusim. They used to have the people that understood and used to learn and used to come with the drashas against Chazal. Then, of course, the Tzdukim took whatever the Baitusim said and they used it for themselves, and that used to go against Chazal.
So they were like Tzedukim, but
yeah, like rich. Basically, the Tzedukim had the money, and they used to make the arguments with Chazal. But like the end, there was two different groups.
Idea was the same.
Yeah, but like the Tzedukim didn't really know to learn. Like the one Misyavnim, they learned like going. Just they wanted to be against Chazal, so they used. I don't know if the Tzedukim would learn, maybe they would have arguments with the Beitusim. But in the Maaseh, they used them because they were really interested in learning. So when they came then, and when Chazal said, "Sfarta lochem imochas haShabbos," so the Baitusim and the Tzdukim behind them, so they came and said that imochas haShabbos means after Shabbos. So the Gemara over there within Menoches has like 10 or I don't know, maybe 15, no less, like Tirutzim to be mechiyach that what the Torah says imochas haShabbos. Like we see in the Torah, not that the Torah says Mochas Shabbos and Chazal just came and made up, that Mochas Shabbos means Motzei Yom Tov. Just in the Torah himself, we really see that it means. So the first answer that the Gemara says, the Gemara brings the whole argument with the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, with the Tzduki, that he told them, Moshe Rabbeinu Oyev Yisroel, he loved Am Yisrael, and he wanted them to have 2 days holiday. So in Chutz La'aretz, anyway, 2 days. But in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have 2 days. So that's why Mochas Shabbos always comes out after Shabbos. And that's how you have Shabbos. And then you have Sunday, you have Shua, so it always will be 2 days. So he told him that Moshe Rabbeinu made Sfira Soyama should start Sunday, because it's always, it begins Sunday, 7 weeks after it will be Sunday. So then we will have Shavuos 2 days. So he told them, if Moshe Rabbeinu is Yisrael, so why you should have time to in the middle of 40 years? Just what? Whatever he does, is whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. So the same thing, that's no reason to say that we need to Mochas Shabbos, because Moshe Rabbeinu is Yisrael. But he says that where did we see in the Torah that it really means Mochas Shabbos, that it needs to be on Sunday. So he says, there's two psukim that we have Sfira Soyama mentioned. We have one time, Sfarta Mochas Shabbos, Tisper Uchamishim Yoim. So we see the Torah tells us we need to count 50 days. And then we have another pasuk, Sheva Shabbos is the Mimois Tehiyena. There needs to be 7 full weeks. So if the Torah mentions twice, certain reason, it should be all the same way. Why is it different? Why one time the Torah tells us Chamishim Yoim, need to count 50 days, and one time it's 7 full weeks? So the Gemara says, we see from the difference between the Psukim that there's two different kinds of counting. So if we have, if really Pesach, Yom Tov Pesach comes out on Shabbos, so then really we will count the Pasuk of Sheva, Shabbos is Temimo is Tiyano, because we have 4 weeks from Sunday, 7 weeks from Sunday till Shabbos, and then Shavuos comes out on Sunday, so we have 7 full weeks that we count. But sometimes Pesach comes out on middle of the week, like we had this year. So then you can't have Sheva Shabbos as Temimois, because the weeks are not full, it's a half week. Like we had this year from Thursday, we had a few days. And then we have Shavuos will come out on Wednesday, on Thursday, probably on Thursday. So then we'll have a half a week. So it's not Temimois, because half a half a week and half a week, and then 5 weeks in the middle. 6 weeks in the middle. So that's what the Torah says. Sometimes you can account will be Sheva Shabbos is Tinim Yisrael, and sometimes you're going to have Tisperu Chamishim Yom. Now, just bring a few examples from Chazal that the Chor looks like the Torah says one thing, and like the Gemara said, and Chazal says something else, and we'll try to see that actually it says in the Torah. It's not something just that, like the Tzedukim claim the Chazal just made up things. And something interesting, that by the Tzedukim himself, because there's no Torah Shebaal Peh, there's no Masoros, no tradition, so each one just made up his own thing. So by them themselves, was like a whole machlokes, I saw somewhere once, like by Legav Bris Mele B'Shabbos. The Gemara says, this week's parasha, we have Yom HaShmini, Imel B'Sar Alosoi. So Chazal tell us, Yom HaShmini Afil B'Shabbos. So then, in the beginning, they had the same drasha. They said, okay, Yom HaShemini Nifal B'Shabbos. Then the next generation came and said, no, Yom HaShemini, but doesn't mean that you need to be Mechal Shabbos. So they didn't make a bris on Shabbos. And then the generation after it came and said, no, you need to make a Shabbos, maybe not. So they used to make Bina Shemoshes of Shabbos. So then they used to say that Shabbos legabe the day of the bris, legabe Yom HaShemini, but it's not Shabbos legabe Chilul Shabbos. That's what they made of. So it's not interesting to by them also, like in the second in those tradition, just each generation just makes up whatever they want. So like it changed a few times. Do make a still make a person Shabbos. So we have the Gemara in Saita. The Gemara says that Shloisha Mikrois, Oikvois is a Mikro. Like there's 3 places. It looks like the Pasuk, the Chazal came and just took out the meaning of the Pasuk of the Torah, what the Torah said. So the first example, the thing the Gemara brings there, is the Torah says, the Gavad the Mitzvah of Kisui Adam. It says, V'ishish m'bnei Yisrael, m'nagir agor b'soichom, that means every person is no different. It should be anyone that makes the Shechete, asher yotzu tzeit chaya or yoif, asher yeochel, v'shofach esdomoi v'chisau be'ofo. So we have in the Mitzvah of Kisui Adam, is the Mitzvah is anyone that takes. So the mitzvah is only by a chaya, an animal, and no behemoth. Behemoth is what people be have in the house, cows, donkeys, that's behemoth. So behemoth is no shield of Kisei Adam. I mean, so Kisei Adam is only by pious, whatever the kosher chayas they have?
Deer.
A deer, yeah. And oifas. And oifas also have a mitzvah of Kisei Adam. And the mitzvah of Kisei Adam is also only when he makes a kosher shchita. If let's say the shchita came out, the pasul shchita, because there was a problem with the knife, or for any reason, so then you don't have to make Kisei Adam. Also, if his stomach killed it, and then we learn from the word, asher yochel. Only if you eat it, then you will have the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. And then, in Oyloif Asher Yochel, Veshofach is Domoy, Vechiso Belfor. Now, from Veshofach is Domoy, also the Chod Torah, we see in the Torah that Veshofach is Domoy is the guy that makes it, he needs to make the Kisei Adam. But the Chazal tells us that it's not Davke the Shoichet, it's any guy. If the Shoichet didn't make, like the Gemara Ruchumi says, if the Shoichet himself didn't make Kisei Adam, it's any other person that sees it needs to come and make Kisei Adam. And then the Gemara says, Vechiso Beofor. Be'ofor. We see the Torah says you need to take offer as sand and to make Kisei Adam with the sand. Now the Chazal come and tell us the offer lav davke, which is mekemek with the seed, the chasis, is whatever else, I don't know how you call it, like all many other things you can come and make Kisei Adam. So the Gemara said, the Torah tells us v'chiso be'ofor. Before Shaposak. And Chazal come and tell us, no, we don't need offer, you can make any other thing. You don't need sand, you can make with different things also. So the Chur, it's a Chazal oiker the mikra. So the truth is, like we see a lot of places in the Torah tells us one thing in one place and another thing in a different place, and we have to learn from one place to the other. Like we had the 13 midrash that in the drashes by him. So you learn from one place to the other. Bring a simple example for that. There is a pasuk that says, "Mak ish v'meis." If someone hits his friend and his friend died, so then the din is mois yumos. You need to kill the guy that killed his friend. Now we know all every place every in the Torah when it says ish, we always have the drashe ish v'lo isha. So if says ish v'lo isha, so the chur mak ish v'meis mois yumos. Only if a guy killed, only if a man killed, then he will kill him. But if a woman killed, so you're not going to kill her, because mak ish v'meis. For sure, it's not true.
He's just talking
about the Nerak. Oh right, mak. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm confused. Mak ish v'meis. Only if you kill a ish, a man, then you're going to get killed. But if it was a mak isha. If I killed a woman, so then you're not going to get killed? So for sure not, just why? Because there's another pasuk that says... What is the pasuk? V'ish ki yake kol nefesh odom mois yumos. If someone will kill any guy, kol nefesh odom, is including also a man and also a woman. So al kochach muchach, the Torah says over here, ma ke'ish, it's not dafke ish, it's also isha. So over here it says ma ke'ish, so there's other reasons. So the same thing legabe be'ofor. So Ibn Chanam the Torah over here says v'chisol be'ofor. But still, we find in different places in the Torah that the Torah calls offer many other things. Like you have by Por Adumah says v'lo chulatome me'afar srifas achatos. Over there it's ash, and the Torah calls it offer. We have in the Sefer Iyov the same thing. It says Eretz asher yitzu men alechem Iyov saying talking about the soil. It says Eretz. ממנו יצא לחם, מתחתיו נפח כמו יש, מקוים ספיר אבנהו, ואפרויס זוהוב לוי. He calls offer for gold. He says the gold, the small stones of gold, it's offer. It's like sand. So we find in the Torah, in a few places, that the Torah says offer about many other things. So when also when the Torah tells us over here, legabe kisei adam, so it says offer, so it's mucha, the Torah doesn't mean davka sand. We can learn from the other places, the same way like we learn by Maka'ish, we can learn also legabe offer, that means also many other kinds. And Chazal learned from all the places where the Torah mentions offer, what's the meaning, what's including in offer, and that's what it said, those things you can make kisei adam. Now the second thing the Gemara brings over there, is the Gabe Nozir. We have a Nozir, that's famous mitzvah. The Torah says, if someone wants to become a better person, a holier, to be Kodesh from Olam Hazeh, so there's a mitzvah to take upon himself to be a nozel. Now, legabe the nozel, there's a few dinim. First of all, we have a machlokes if a nozel is a good thing to do or is a bad thing to do. And Rabbi Elazar Kapa says that the nozel is called choyte. Why? Choyte. So whoever takes upon himself naziris is a choyte. Why? He says, "V'chiper olav me'asher choto al ha'nefesh." Why a nozer brings a korban end of the naziris? Because he made a avera, and that's why he brings a korban. V'chiper olav asher choto al ha'nefesh. And the avera that he did, the word he was shetzir as atzmi minayan. The person not allowed to be mitzar himself, and that's why he needs to bring a kapara. Rabbi Elazar argues, and he says, someone that takes a naziris himself is kodosh yehiyeh. He's a holy person. Like it says, kodosh yehiyeh gadol peros ha'arishoy. He's a holy person. Now, I saw once a very interesting vote. The Rambam says that if a person takes upon himself a Naziris, because, like, if this and this will happen, then I will get myself Naziris. So then that's a Rosha. That's what we saw the Choyte. But if someone takes a Naziris himself because he wants to be a better person, wants to be Poyosh Melamaze, so then I raise a Kodesh. So the Gemara says that Stam Naziris Shloishim Yom. How do we know Stam Naziris Shloishim Yom? He says Kodosh Yihiye. Yihiye is Begimatria Shloishim, because we have twice Yud. Yud is 10, so 20, and then we have twice 5, because the Hey in Gematria is 5, so 2 10 and 2 5 is 30. So Kodosh Yihiye. So 30 days he needs to keep the Naziris. Now we see over here that a kvias, to make a kvias on himself for a person, is 30 days. That's why Naziris is 30 days. Now someone that wants, the Rambam says in Shmuel Park in the Rambam, if someone has a bad midah, whatever, he says that a person needs to be in the Derech HaMemutza. And his whole life is an extremely way, like let's say about being stingy, it could be very stingy, it could be very generous, need to be Derech HaMemutza. Need to be in the middle. Besides two things, Kas and Gaiva, he says, Yisrachek ad lakotzer acharon. To be extremely on the other side, and not to have completely no kas and no gavir. But besides that, all the other midas, even if we call it bad midas, you need to be derech hamemutza. You need to have a bit from it, and to know to control it. But he says, if someone has a bad midah already, and it's in the bad part of that midah, so then he should go completely to the other side, to extremely not to be in that midah, and then he could go back into the middle. And so we see in the Gemara over here that kviyas to burn himself is 30 days. Now, if someone sees Chaz HaShalom is deep in Olam Hazeh, is too mugushim, so then it puts him himself on a ziris for 30 days, and then he can go back to the Derech HaMemutza. So Yihye, we say Kodosh Yihye, we don't say Kodosh Hu. Why Yihye is for the past. So if someone takes upon himself on Naziris for the future, because now he's going to take on himself 30 days extremely not to have any Shechet Olam Hazeh, and then when he's going to go back, he's going to be Derech HaMemutza. So it's going to have a Shpoya on the future. So then someone that does it for the Yihye to be better in the future, to get back to Derech HaMemutza, then it's Kodosh. But if someone does it just for to show off, because if I will do this just for different reasons, for the past, not for the future, not to fix himself, so then that's a Choyte. But the Gabi the Nazir, so the Gemara says that the Torah says, "Kol yemein the tar lo yavro rosh." He's not allowed to call himself with the tar. And now Chazal came and said, not only a tar, also he's not allowed to have scissors, even with his hand, he's not allowed to touch his hair because he might fall off hair. So the Gemara says, the Torah tells us, tar lo yavro rosh, and Chazal come and tell us other things. So over there, the answer is in the Gemara himself, in the Pasuk himself, because the Pasuk continues, Gadel Pera Se'ar Roishoy. That the point is, he should have long hair. Like the Gemara tells us that if someone did cut his hair in just 30 days, so the din is that he needs to, when we can't make the Korban Naziris, till he has hair that grew up for 30 days. If someone had a Naziris of 100 days, and you cut it off in the day 50, his hair, so then it's okay, because when it comes to the day 100, he has a hair that grew off for 30 days. So we see that the Torah is makpid to have hair of 30 days. So if you need to have hair 30 days, the Torah is not makpid on ta'ar lo yavir rosh. The Torah is also makpid to actually have the hair. So if that's a kpeda, so you need also to be careful not to take off with your hand and not to take off with the scissors or with any other thing. It's not my time, just a small interesting thing. There's the Ishbitzer, the Me'er Shiloyach, if you know who he is, he wrote a sefer on Mishnayos. And the sefer is to show that all the Mishnayos, the Nusach that the Rebbe wrote the Mishnah, no, Rebbe took the Mishnayos from before, but like the Mishnayos written, it's all based on Sukkim of the Torah. And he wrote all sefer on all the Mishnayos to show it. And it got lost, the sefer, just we have one Mishnah left. That's the first Mishnah of Brochus. So but then he wants to show how the way the Mishnah is written is from the Torah. The first Mishnah of Brochus says in Amosai, Koirin, Eshma, Be'arvis, from when, what's the time to read Kriya Shema by night? And the Mishnah says, Mishor Shakoyanim Echnosim Lechol B'Trumosa. So, Torah is asking you at the end. Gemara speaks about it, like, why are you saying, Mishor Shakoyanim Echnosim Lechol B'Trumosa? Like, what's Shaykhus? Say, Me'emosai Koirin Eshma Be'arvis, Nishkiya Sachamo, Mitzesa Kirchovim, why need to bring in Mishor Shakoyanim Echnosim Lechol B'Trumosa? So he says, the Chazal came and said, okay, we need to read Krishna Shalamita. Like, what's the time to say the Krishna? Let's check what says in the Torah. The Torah tells us, what's the time to read Krishna? B'shach B'cha. When is B'shach B'cha? So let's go, let's check it in the Pesukim. So we have a Pasuk that is mentioned, the word B'shach B'cha, and the Pasuk says, Negabi Mashko. If someone owes money, he lended money, and the guy is not paying back, so there's a whole din of mashkin, you can send a shliach business, go take the mashkin. But there it says, if you took a mashkin, you need to give it back by night. So there it says, Hoshe toshiv lo yasa avoid if someone took a clove of a person as a mashkin, kevo yashemesh, v'shochav v'simnosu v'rachicho. So we see in the Torah that the Torah says, if you took his pajamas or clove that he needs by night, so then you need to come back, kevo yashemesh, and then v'shochav v'somnos, and then we'll go to sleep. So we see what's the time of v'shochav, that people go to sleep, is kevoy hashemesh. And now legabi kevoy hashemesh, we see a different pasuk says by koyanim that they, when they go eat the truma, says ubo hashemesh v'toher, they go to the mikveh, and after it comes out from the mikveh, when there's the shkiah, whatever, when it says HaKechavim, so then it's going to be Vetor, then you can go eat Bekotchim. So we see over here that the time of V'shoch V'cha is Kevoy HaShemesh. And when exactly is Kevoy HaShemesh? And the time when the Kohanim go to eat the Truma, the Kotchim. So that's why the Mishnah, when he comes to tell us, Me'em Osai Koren HaShemah Be'arvis, so he tells us, Mishor Shakoyanim Nechnasim Nechal B'Trumasan. Why? Because we learn it from the Torah, the time to read the Krish B'Shalamita. That's the time Shalosh Hakayanim Nechnosim Lechol B'Trumasim, because that's when we see in the Torah the mitzvah of Achilas Kotchen, that means V'shoch V'cha, as we saw.
Pesach, which was when you put the matzah.